I'm Peter Bonner McNiss, and he is Chris Lang. And welcome to another of these regular property briefings. And a warm welcome to you, Chris.
Once again, it's good to be with you.
Having observed how you operate over the past few years, it would seem to me you're basically a marketer. And whether it's for your own business or helping clients with their businesses, your marketing skills always appear to be in play, especially when a client has a property for lease or when a time comes for them to sell. Anyway, what I'm wondering is, could you take us behind the curtain, so to speak, and provide some insight into how you tackle the marketing side of things?
Well, whether it's merely releasing your property or embarking on a selling campaign, there's some fundamental things you need to know about marketing. And once you understand them, they all seem quite logical. But when you're not dealing with them on a day-to-day basis, they may not appear all that obvious. Nonetheless, it's vital that you get on top of them as a property investor so that you can manage your agent, whether it's selling or leasing, and make sure that they're fully looking after your interests. Now, presumably, you're aware of the basic tools when it comes to your property, and they are the advertisement, the brochure, and the board. However, do you realise that these need to be treated as merely a gateway to your property's web pages? Their sole purpose, these initial marketing pieces, is to capture the attention of your prospect and then compel them to seek further information online.
So what's the actual process you follow?
It actually involves three steps. You see, if you can get your prospect to read the first 50 words, they will then go on and read the next 500 words. And from there, they'll go on and read the next 5,000 words. And in this sequence, your advertisement, the brochure, and the board represent the first 50 words. And therefore, your headline is absolutely crucial, whether it's for the advertisement, the brochure, or the board. You see, the headline is actually the ad for the ad. And rated by importance, the headline would represent about 80% of that first item, whether it's the ad, the brochure, or the board. Most selling agents simply want to rush off a cute headline, which is generally composed of a clever play on words. Or worse still, they leave it up to their advertising agency, who they will allow to write the entire advertisement and the brochure for them. Sometimes I'll spend or generate as many as 15 to 20 different headlines before I actually settle upon which one to run with. And I'll generally do that after I've written the body copy for the advertisement or the brochure. And that's because your headline needs to capture the single most important benefit that your property has to offer so as to compel prospective buyers to embark upon the next two steps, that being to visit the web page and to request the information memorandum. And so it's a mistake to try and make the body copy for the first point of contact tell the whole story about the property, as most agents seem to want to do. Rather, it merely needs to, the ad needs to expand upon the headline's key promise and reinforce the prospect's decision to take the next step of finding out more information. In other words, if you don't capture their attention at this first point of contact, then you have clearly missed your opportunity of progressing things any further. And the psychology behind this is that your first point of contact is what's called push marketing. And now that we have the internet, people want to decide if they don't like something, they just unsubscribe or just turn to the next page. So you need to remove your prospect from a situation of push marketing, which is the ad, the brochure, or the board, where you're in their face, where they actually take the next step, then becomes pull marketing. They are seeking out more information. So rather than do the big dump at the outset, all you have to do is capture their attention and get them to go further.
You mentioned that the headline is actually the ad, for the ad. Is it simply the wording that's important?
No, it's not just the wording itself that you need to consider. You also need to focus on things like the font and the font size, as well as the punctuation and even the colour of the headline. Now, based upon a long-term split testing, the best fonts are Arial and Helvetica. And also, the actual colour is important. Now, by adopting a specific tone of red for your headline, you can actually improve your response rate by up to 28% over just plain black or other fancy colours that the advertising agencies might be suggesting. And where possible, they should be at least 30 pixels in size and in bold. Plus, you need to capitalize the first letter of each key word within the headline to ensure the best results. However, let me give you a few little known tweaks which will dramatically improve your response rates. If you place quote marks at the start and end of your headline, you can improve your response rate by about 17%. And if you pose a question as your headline, your response rate can actually improve by around 21%, mainly because it arouses curiosity to find out more.
So how does that work?
Well, based on extensive research, it would seem that the best three curiosity headlines take the form of how to, who else wants, or plus just using specific numbers in the headlines. And they can improve your response rate by roughly 40 to 45%. Now, let me give you a quick example when, say, selling a commercial property. The headline might read, "Want the security of a brand new 10-year lease?" Now, when you read that, and you're in the market for a commercial property, it immediately evokes the response, "I do," from prospective buyers. And that's what compels them to move to the next step in order to find out more. And what you're trying to do is enter into the conversation that's already going on in your prospect's head at that moment.
Obviously, it's not simply about making the ad look pretty. There's a clearly defined process involved.
Yeah, you're right. It all comes down to sticking to what has been proven to work. At this point, you're probably wondering, well, how do I discover that? Well, a moment ago I mentioned the need to undertake what's called A/B or split testing. And with the benefit of the internet today, you're able to do that very quickly, and that's to test and compare various alternative options. And what you do is to choose a base level standard and then change one thing, either the specific words, the font, its size or color, and then you test that against your base level headline. And if the altered version performs better, that then becomes your base level. But you'd expect that you would then keep on testing. However, for most of us here in Australia, the traffic volumes are relatively small on the internet compared to overseas, and unless, of course, you're Telstra or a TV station. Therefore, I subscribe to a publication for split testing results conducted in the UK, the US and Canada, which focuses upon 43 specific areas. And so, as you're starting to appreciate, none of this is really magic at all. Rather, it's a simple statistical approach of trial and error to discover the best combination. And then you simply stick with that until you come up with something that you find performs even better. and therefore what I do is make available the results of this extensive split testing to my clients on a whole host of promotional items, all aimed at providing you with a strategic advantage when the need arises for you to embark upon some promotional activity for your property.
Fascinating stuff. You know, I simply didn't realise there was so much involved in putting together a marketing campaign.
Well, hopefully that has provided some insight and knowledge as to the importance of getting your marketing right, while at the same time removing some of the mystique surrounding what actually does go on behind the curtain.
Yes, that was really helpful, and thanks for filling us in.
Well, it was my pleasure.